Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again. One of the more eclectic, interesting shows on the network here, where we take a look at the real world of sales. People doing really interesting things and how they promote it and sell their services to the world here. With the woman who's been doing that for a long time, our sales coach, Ashley B. Welcome, Ashley.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much. It's awesome to be back. Hey, everybody. We have an awesome show today. We have an amazing guest, Maria from the Coaching Network. So welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
All right. So we're going to talk about networking for sales and marketing, guys. So that's crucial for business owners, professionals. Pretty much it's important for everybody to know. So why don't we start off, Maria? Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up, what you've been doing in work, how you got into all this?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm originally from Colombia. I grew up all over the world, which I think has helped my networking quite a bit.
Global network, right.
That's right. Global network and getting to know different people, different backgrounds, different areas. So I've lived in 5 different countries, Egypt, Spain, the UK. That's actually where I met my wife and where I sort of started networking without knowing that I was networking.
Wow. Okay. And, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was climbing the career ladder, just getting to know people.
Okay. And so what kind of jobs did you have in these countries?
Before the UK, I was just a student.
Okay.
So I was traveling around with my family. Mm-hmm. And then in the UK, I worked in a marketing department. I worked in data, CRMs, software implementation, and statistics.
All right. That sells for sure right there.
Yeah.
Nice. So then you kind of like maybe build a network there?
Yeah, I built a network there to grow within that organization, which then led me to a point where I was like, I need to grow. And in order to grow, I need to be my own boss.
Oh, okay.
And that's awesome. What got us into the U.S. We bought a business in Florida.
Okay, cool. Very cool. What kind of business was it?
It was a print shop. So printing. Okay. We got a print shop. Mm-hmm. Ran it for about 9-10 years. And while I was doing that, I did it through networking and people saw that. And that's when they said, how are you doing? Like, how are you growing so well through networking? And I started teaching classes on how to network.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you just kind of like fell into networking, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of felt natural just to get to know the community, get to know the people so that I could have resources for my business.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting. So I think because I work with a lot of business owners, they're my clients. And I think as a business owner, you are like really important in the community, especially small business owners, because you get to know people and you get to build those relationships. So it's like you automatically are networking with people.
Yeah. And I feel it's like a big statistic, which is like 80% of businesses in the U.S. are small business owners.
Yeah. Right. It's a huge percentage. And then did you do any other types of networking besides like, you know, like when you have a retail store, a lot of business owners, they just rely on walk-ins. So did you do any kind of like direct mail or any types of outbound marketing yourself?
Yeah, I tried everything and, you know, tried testing. Coming from a data and marketing background, it's so important to have those measurables. So, you know, mailings, what are you doing there? Door to door, going to events, getting involved with a nonprofit, joining your local chamber, a BNI group. Like, what are you doing? And then how is it working for you and your business? But you also have to have a goal. Like, what am I using that for?
Yeah, see, I think that's good where you kind of like you have goals to measure, you know, like how much revenue you're making, how much success, like how well is your sales and marketing going? Because statistics is really important for marketing and sales. That's how you can measure, you know, that's how you can achieve your quotas and stuff like that. So how did you kind of do that? Did you use like the, you know, Google Analytics stuff, like all of those, or did you use like some platform or a CRM?
So I had two. So I went old school. I love my Excel sheets. So every now and then I'll just grab and I'll put on
those
some,
are the best, right? Always. Right.
Well, you can customize them. And then I had a CRM as well that would tell me where like my clients were coming from. Uh-huh. But I think it's also important to note that a lot of the time that goal might not be sales or revenue. It could be resources. Maybe it's other people that my clients can use and I'm growing value in my business through that. Or maybe it's professional development. Mm-hmm. So why am I joining or why am I networking? And knowing that is so important to then understand what the outcome of it is.
That's good. So, yeah, that's what I think a lot of sales is in marketing. It's about building relationships with your customers. You know, it's like you kind of get to know them. You build like a friendship with them. And that's how you get referrals. That's how you bring in more sales. It's just by, you know, being nice.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what I think is interesting. Like, a lot of people think when you're in sales, you have to be really, like, aggressive and tough and pushy. But that's actually turns people off. If you want to really be good in sales, I think you have to just be nice to people. Just be, you know, like, understanding with people.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you're really going to get those, you know, big deals, those huge sales, those relationships, those referrals, those comeback customers and stuff. Because, you know, like you said, you had a printing shop. I'm sure if somebody walked in and you were like, come on here, I'm going to print this. You want to charge them a lot. You want to mark up prices. You want to do all this stuff. They're going to, you know, people are not dumb, and they're going to be like frustrated, annoyed, and then they're just going to leave, go to another business. But when they see that you're nice, you're caring, you know, you're understanding, you're helpful, like you said, like helping people network with others and doing like resources, I think that's something that's going to like help you to benefit in the long run. Plus, the customers will see that. They'll be like, oh yeah, this place is nice. They're not pushy. You know, I don't feel like they're trying to make me buy everything in this store. Because, you know, it's like you're shopping for clothes. You hate when you walk in, as soon as you walk in, everybody runs over to you.
Yeah, we just had that experience. It was so funny. We were out getting a sofa, my wife mm-hmm. and I, and as soon as we walked in, like, you know, the salespersons were gathering, and then, you know, whoever was assigned to us came to us, and we just said, like, give us some space. We'll ask you. But it was good to have them around when we needed them. But it's like, just let me have my own space. And if I need you, if I want that conversation, but you want to have people want to talk to you. And that's exactly what you're saying. If people like you and they trust you, then they want to talk to you.
Yeah,
and it's exactly. understanding why. So with the print shop, with any other service that you're offering, with my coaching, it's like, mm-hmm. what are you trying to achieve? Like, what is it? What is it going to work for you so that I can mm-hmm. then help you?
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's exactly. That's right. How you can help people. That's what sales is a lot. And that's what I think, you know, so that's how you kind of like went into networking, just through your business and just like, you know, being yourself and running it. So then how did you start coaching people? Like, what kind of people were you coaching for your business and even now?
Yeah, so I feel like it started with the print shop, and I started asking questions when they came in for a product. And I said, mm-hmm. what are you using this for? What's the end game for you? So we can understand if it's a good fit, if this is the right thing for you. And as I was getting to know them, then I was able to network more and get to know more people. And they came back to me. People saw that. So I started teaching workshops on just how to be curious. Just ask questions, be curious. Mm-hmm. And eventually people were saying, can you take me on one-on-one? Like, I want to learn. Give me some feedback. How do I follow up? A lot of people give up after three times. And they stop following up, but it takes 5 mm-hmm. to 12 touches to make a sale.
Yeah, that's true, right.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just giving up, the sale's going to go to that person that followed up that fifth time.
Yeah, you have to definitely keep on with the follow-up, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people struggle with, but you don't want to get repetitive. You don't want to just be like, hey, just following up on that quote I sent. You want to get repetitive with the value. So you want to say, I realized that you wanted this product or service, or I realized that you wanted this resource. I just came across mm-hmm. it. Here it is. Let me send it to you.
Yeah, that's good for sure. That's good. That's a good sales pitch right there. Yeah, because you're solving a problem for them. And that's what sales is a lot too.
Yeah, you kind of want to sell other people. Mm-hmm. And then they'll sell you in return.
Right, right. I think Paul wants to.
I want to pipe in and ask a question. Yeah. How do you solve a problem for me and for many others? Some people have already tweeted in and said, I don't know what to do when I go to a networking. It's one-on-one networking I get. Take care of your customers. Show them that you're concerned. How can I help you? But I go to a networking thing, a big room of people I don't know. And we were talking about this earlier. I think you're either intimidated and you do nothing. You sit in the corner. Or it's the opposite. You feel like a robot. Here's my card. Here's my card. Here's my card. And I don't know that either of those are effective. So walk us through. Maybe you could even do a little role play or something. Walk us through what it looks like.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So let's say I walk into an event mm-hmm. and you're there, but you're already there and there's other people.
Yeah.
So you're probably already engaged in conversation. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know anybody. Obviously, if you do know somebody, try and say hi to that buddy and see if you can incorporate into a group.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if you don't know anybody there, you're brand new to the game, you're walking in, there's a few things to think about. One, everybody's there to network. So don't be afraid to approach people. They're there to network. That's what it is. It's a networking event. So just remember that walking in.
They're not going to be offended if you walk over.
No.
What are you?
Right.
Coming to talk to you.
And then there, to that effect, if you look at people's body language, you can tell which people to approach. So you were mentioning there's going to be that person that's like in the corner. Go to that person that's by themselves because they will really appreciate you going up to them.
Yeah. Go by the food. I like to go by the food.
Yes. So there's actually this tip that says the best place to find people is like 2 or 3 steps away from the bar or away from the food.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Once they've taken care of, like, okay, I'm a little anxious. Let me just go get a drink. Let me just go get some food. And then they step like 2-3 steps away. Those are the best people to approach because they're ready to have a conversation.
Yeah. You know, a couple of drinks and you're ready. You're not in
there. You go. That's right. And then the other one is it's this trick that I learned actually when I first started my business. It was about 10 years ago. I attended a presentation and it's look at people's feet.
And
it sounds weird. I know. Okay. I know. It sounds
weird.
You
have a gross feet. I'm going to say for you.
So what it is unconsciously, when you're having a private conversation, both your feet are going to be pointed to the person that you're talking to. Oh. You don't want anybody to interrupt you. But if you don't mind somebody coming up to you, if you don't mind somebody interrupting your conversation, you're actually going to have one of your feet pointed out.
Oh, wow.
Because you're more relaxed. You're leaning back. You don't mind if somebody interrupts that conversation.
And but sometimes you got one foot out the door. Please interrupt
that's
this conversation.
That's right. And then they're leaning back, right? They're leaning back away from that conversation. Maybe they would appreciate you coming into that conversation and saving them from the person that's selling them. Because usually that's who they're trying to get away from.
Exactly. Yeah. Those pushy salespeople, man.
And I've experienced that recently. And I could physically see. Like a lot of people just like, we were sitting at a table and people were just like scooting their chairs back just to get away. And you can see that.
So it's like a subconscious thought. You're like, get me out of here, somebody.
Yeah, let me look around, see if anybody else is going to save me, see if somebody will come up and rescue me. So look at people's feet. I know it sounds weird, but you can approach a conversation that way.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's a good one.
And how do you think of the others in the room? Are they all just prospects for your service? Or are they there to solve your problem? In other words, I think we go into it assuming, all right, I'm only here because I want to get somebody to hire me. I'm here to promote myself. I'm really not interested in what everybody else has to offer here. But if you are genuinely interested in what you have to offer, not only will that be more authentic and maybe more of a conversation, you might learn something. You might get something.
Yeah. I feel like approach it as a community. You're going into a room with other people that are, you know, maybe they're 10 steps behind you, 10 steps ahead of you, or in their same path. Approach of it as a resource. You can have conversations with people, learn what tools they're using, what's helping their business, what's hindering their business.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
It's not just an audition. It's not just I'm there to audition for you and convince you to call me here.
Yeah, because the problem you get there, and you get this, and I'm sure you get this a lot in sales, is that you start selling to the wrong people because you don't know about them.
Right.
Yeah, true.
But if you learn who they are, what they need, then you can see, okay, maybe my products or service is good, or maybe actually it isn't. Maybe somebody else might be better for them.
That's a good point. That's a good point because you're right. I think that's why you're really good at coaching, networking for sure.
Ashley's learning something here today.
Yeah, because that's true. It's like sounds like you're like the middle person for different businesses, so you can all help each other. It's like these BNI events where people go there. They have different industries, and then you find customers for them. So that's kind of like what you've been doing, and you're teaching people how to do that, which I think is great because, a lot of people, they want to network or they don't know. Like in my job, I see people that like these business owners that like, they don't even know what networking is. They don't know how to do it. Maybe they're nervous or they don't know like the benefits of it.
Yeah. They're like, chamber, what is that? I thought that was just like you register your business.
Right. And you get a ribbon cutting.
I know. No. You get a ribbon cutting, which definitely do that. Grab that PR. Get those photos to share. But you get events. And I just started a series of events with the Orange Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Which is called Networking for Introverts.
That's good.
That's
important.
Yeah. So if you want to check those out, just go to the Orange Chamber of Commerce website. They have some listed. I have one this week, which is Networking Bingo. It's just networking in a different way.
Awesome.
Where do they find it? How do they get it? How do they sign up? Or
on the Orange Chamber of Commerce website. It's right on their calendar.
Okay.
Right, so check go there, everybody.
Yeah.
Check it out.
June 12th. Come on over. We're going to be at Chic Party Rentals. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's a different way to network because I'm sick of tired of asking, what do you do?
Yeah, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then everybody's like, how about
my other realtor? My other favorite one is when you walk up to somebody and they say, hi, I'm Paul. And they say, what do you do? And as you're answering them, they're looking over your head. Yeah, that's really
That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
Oh, my God. Hello?
I'm like, don't worry. I'll let you get to the other person. See you later.
They do that. They just look. Yeah, that's really interesting. Look, that's the one I want to meet over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, well, let's do a little role play then, Maria. So,
all right.
Okay. So, I'll be somebody standing at the event, and then you walk in, and then how do we know?
Where are you standing at the event, Ashley?
She said by the food.
By the food.
By the food.
Yeah, I'm eating those
sounds like Ashley.
Appetizers.
That's right.
Having some drinks, some wine.
Okay. She's ready to relax. She wants to relax a little.
Okay.
So that she's not so nervous about
And is
about
she
relaxing.
At the food, or is that too early to pounce
That's too
on
early. Don't pounce on them while they're getting their food.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's say I'm holding the little plate, you know, and I'm just like snacking a little bit, kind of looking around. Okay. Sometimes, you know, when you go to the food area, because you're not really sure what to do. You're kind of nervous. Even at a party, you know.
Well, that's what people do. They go to the bar and
the food. And it
gives
you something to do with your hands.
That's right.
So you've got, you're holding something, you're doing something. You don't look like an idiot just standing there.
Right, right. You're like, if I just stand here, people are going to be like, oh, that's that weird person in the corner.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's funny you say that because they won't notice that. Nobody's paying attention to you a lot of the time.
Oh, but we all think everybody's staring
at us, right? We're the center of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody notices me. Yeah. All right, so Ashley's just off the table. She just got her food. She's by herself.
And I listen to this podcast, and I know that that's the first person that I want to talk to.
Right.
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 So I go up, and I say, hey, Ashley, I'm Maria.
Hi, Maria. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, because I saw your name tag.
Yes, name tags, right. You always got those.
What brought you to this event?
Well, I just came here to network, see what's happening. For the food and the
drinks.
Free
food.
Free food, free drinks.
Even if they say free food, free drinks, is it good? I haven't gotten a chance to get the food. Is the food good?
Yeah, you know, usually you're like, oh, yeah, this is really, try this one here, you know. That's a good one. I like this spinach artichoke dip.
Awesome. I'm going to check it out. So do you go to a lot of these events?
A few. Not a lot. This is like... this is my second event here.
Oh, cool. And what do you think? It's my first time with them, so I got invited by a friend.
Cool. Yeah, so, you know, I think it's nice. What do you do for work?
I'm a business and networking coach.
Wow, okay. So how do you suggest that I network at this event? I don't know a lot of people here.
What do you do?
So I work in sales, and I do sales for media.
Okay. And is there a particular people, particular industry that you sell for?
I mostly help business owners, any kind of industry.
Okay, so you're probably the right spot with a lot of small business owners. Why don't we go and meet some groups of people?
Okay, cool. That sounds good. And for your coaching, networking, like, what do you, how do you suggest I get sales at these kinds of events? I'm a little nervous. Is it
Would you really say that? Come on, Ashley. You sound like you're just, this is a setup. Would you really say to somebody, hey, I don't know you, but how do I effectively use
She's
this
a coach,
seminar?
Paul. She's a networking coach. I need advice.
Come
she
on.
Needs advice. She needs advice. So I would definitely say, you know, learn about them. Let's go have some conversations. Let's learn about people before we even try to sell them.
I've never had anybody take me by the hand and introduce me to others. Never.
So with that, what you're doing is, she was alone. I just made the assumption. She's alone. She's going to really like me now.
Because we're going to be friends now.
We're going to be friends now. I'm going to take her. We're going to meet other people. So I'm not just, you know, talking to her all night. We're going to go meet other people. And at any point, we can break up.
Mm-hmm.
I can be like, you're good with this group. I'm just going to go talk to somebody I just saw walk through the door that I know. I'm going to go say hi to them. Or I can stick around and get to know her more, especially if she wants to learn about networking and she keeps asking me. So what you saw there a little bit was also, I made her ask me what I do. Because that was the moment that she was interested.
I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she was interested and now she was ready to listen. I never at one point said what I did. Until
you
she
don't
asked
just start
me.
And say hi. Yeah. I'm Maria. That, right? I do this blah blah blah. Because that's what usually people do. They spit it out as part of the name. I'm Paul. Right. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
that's right. And it always helps. And I also said, "Hey Ashley," because name tag. I'm Maria.
Right. Right.
I didn't say hi. I'm Maria. What's your name? I already said I've got your name tag. I can read it. What brought you here? Let's get started in this conversation. Let's not do these like, oh, look at the weather. What's your name? What business do you work on?
Yeah, how about those Lakers? Yeah, right. All this little minor talk here. I like that. I've never had that one hit me. I never thought of taking somebody around. now you're introduced. It's like a party. Yeah. Yeah. We've all been to a party, and sometimes you go and you don't, or a wedding, you don't know anybody there, and you feel like, get me out of here. I don't know anybody here. I feel very awkward. I feel very unwelcome. But if somebody breaks the ice and then introduces you around, suddenly you're part of the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good because, you know, it's, these events too, like, you'll see there's like cliques kind of, you know,
all the time.
So you kind of feel like an outcast. So, yeah, I think that's good. Like Paul said, like, you meet someone and you become like friends and then you go together talking to people. You're less nervous then. And then people are like, oh, wow, maybe these two are cool. Let's go talk to them.
Hey, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe they something know each happening. Other already. Yeah. You know?
We become.
Maybe
have
a, I want to be the third part of the triangle.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the one thing, actually. We do a show with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, very big chamber here in Orange County. They had an event at Disneyland. They had 800 people show up. It's a huge deal. And there's a couple of guys. One guy in particular I'm thinking of there who works at the chamber is the master networker I've ever seen because he rarely asks. He rarely talks about himself. He's always talking about you. What do you do? What do you need? What do you like? Hey, that. And I saw you do it when you walked in today. Yeah. She's got a book and she's trying to write another one here. Mm-hmm. And you immediately said, hey, you need a printer? I got a great printer if you need one. Unasked, whatever. Yeah. You saw there might be a need there. And you. Mm-hmm. So the being a connector, I'm giving before I'm asking. That's I'm going to give you stuff first. I'm going to open up my connections, we used to say Rolodex, but whatever, my list.
I still got one. Do I still got a Rolodex.
I feel so old when I say that, my Rolodex. But instantly, I'm connecting you to other people, and boy, does that win you friends.
Yeah.
When they come back and say, oh, you write a book? Hey, I know somebody who writes a great book, or edits a great book, or markets a great book, or whatever. If you're interested, I got some resources. Like, wow, this was worthwhile. I came here today.
Value is a differentiator. That's what you have to focus on, value. Because product or service, tons of people do that.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
But value is what's going to set you apart.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And then, you know, if I have some customers that need to learn about networking, I'll refer them to you. So it's like we build this whole network also.
And networking is completely different from sales. Like, as much as they work together, it's completely different animal. So if I need somebody that needs some sales, deep sales coaching, I know who to send them to now.
I think they're still around. I'll give them a shout out here. Provisors. Have you ever seen Provisors? Provisors is mostly service providers, like attorneys, accountants, you know, people like that. And the theory behind it, the one or two times I went, was we're going to assign you to a little team. And the first thing, not only do you get to know them, now your job is to go help them. They're not. Don't ask for what I'm going to get out of it. Give first. All right, you do this, you do this. All right, let me see who could I introduce you to.
BNI does that too. Yeah, BNI does that too. It's they're called power teams.
Power teams. Yes, exactly.
So you have people in real estate. You've got like business services. So if anybody services a business, you've got like home services, personal services, and then. It's just natural for us to all send each other business. If I've got a client, then maybe they'll need a website. Maybe they'll need that accountant or they'll need that SEO or digital designer. What do they need and how do we group together so that we can all benefit and grow together?
Totally opposite of what 99%, including me, go to a networking thing. I got a stack of business cards. My job is to pass them all out.
Yeah.
It's not to find help for other people.
One tip right there with your stack of business cards. If you're going to a big event and you find that you are often giving out a lot of business cards, take 5.
Oh, really?
And then you're going to be very selective who you're giving your business card to.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste your time. That's another thing.
Oh, I take a big stack and I'm like, hey, business cards. We got them over here. Come and get your business card.
Well, and then you get added to 20 million email blasts.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Exactly.
Isn't that the truth? How did this help me? I'm not going to do that again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, and that's what I think is, I think that's where it's interesting because you have to, like, kind of see, like, who. I think it's good to see what everybody's job is. And then see, like, okay, I need to talk to this person, work with them, you know. Instead, because it's like, it also sucks when you go to these networking events and you're trying to be nice. You're talking to someone that you know you're not going to be able to network with for your job. But you just talk on and on and on and you keep talking and you're like wasting time, I think. You need to figure out
who to talk to. So that goes to my last question
here. To help you.
I've had this experience numerous times where I find that interesting person. Not somebody I'm ever going to do business with, but a networking course. I've never been to Southern Am Fast, and I'm talking about how do you get into network. All that we're talking about this podcast, how do you do it? How do you market it? How do you do this stuff? And I realized this isn't something maybe for me, but I'm interested. And I'm, is it okay just to have an interesting conversation with someone? Or am I going to Ashley's point, hey, I'm wasting time. There's 10 other people in the room. I should be circulating.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on your goal. So what was your goal when you went there? Is the conversation appropriate for this loud venue that maybe there's music and a lot of people speaking and there might be some distractions, you're not getting the right information? Or is it something more like, okay, you know what? I'm here for an hour. I'm going to aim to meet 10 people. So let's give everybody at least 5 minutes. And if I do have an interesting conversation, let me ask them for coffee after. Let me say, hey, I'm really enjoying this conversation, but I don't want to keep you from other people. I know we're here to network. Yeah, let me grab your card.
In today's world, it's politics often. Mm-hmm. I got into an interesting political discussion. I went to one a while ago and met a guy who sort of felt like I did about
Paul, were you in the L.A. riots a couple days ago?
I didn't want to admit it.
Was that you that we saw on the screen?
You were burning the cars.
Well, I am kind of an old hippie, so I'll let you decide which side of the fence I'd be on here. And I had this conversation. We probably spent 30, 40 minutes, and it was very enjoyable, and we were like-minded souls, and I thought, but what he did and what I did, we're never going to cross.
Right.
And I don't know that I could help him, and I don't know that he could help me, but it was an interesting guy about my age, an old guy here, and we're all just talking, oh, those kids today, you know?
Well, sometimes that's what we need. And again, like, what's your purpose? So, like, sometimes we do need that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need that community where we're just talking about what's painting our business and our life. But what conversation are we having? Is it an outlet? Because maybe that released a lot of stress and you got quite a lot of value from it. Not necessarily business.
Made a new friend or something.
Yeah.
I think it also maybe depends, like, you know, if you're working for yourself going to the networking event or if you have a boss. Because, you know, like, I've had bosses where, like, you got to go there, Ashley. You got to get this many cards, this many leads, try to close these sales. And then, but when you're going, like, on your own, or if you have, like, a boss that's kind of easygoing, you're kind of like, well, I'm just going to go have some good drinks and food, maybe meet a couple people in the network and, you know, do business. So.
I think there's a balance there, though. And that, you know, there has to be a balance between that you have to come back with 20 business cards or, you know, I'll see what happens. And if you have a good balance, but you have to learn. So I went to this other event. I met 10 people, of which 2 became clients. Okay, now I know. The next event I go to, it'd be good if I can meet 10 or more people so I can get more than 2 clients.
I'm
going to
go one more question. Yeah. We're over time here, but this is an uncomfortable one. I don't even know.
What about LinkedIn, Paul, too? The digital aspect after these events?
Well, yeah, but that's...
Do you add people online or you're like, oh,
well, that's
really
a pet peeve of mine that they all immediately reach out to me on LinkedIn and it includes an offer. Hey, yeah. I like this, and we're doing a special, and I come love to come over and meet you and tell you about this, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, my God. So that's all this was. It's just a pitch. That turns me.
Add me if you've had a conversation. If we had a conversation, yes. Add me. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Don't sell me, though.
But then it's like, do you add them on Facebook where your family, friends, your private life is there, or LinkedIn, or... You know, Instagram, like all your modeling pics.
I think it depends.
Your modeling pictures.
I think it depends on where they are, like where they're more comfortable on. And a lot of the time you're like, oh, are you on socials? And then they'll tell you which one they are.
Okay.
So you opened the door, Ashley, to the last question. I've seen this. It's not in my era. They don't come up to me, but I watch these young 20-somethings, and I'm wondering, is this a dating scene or is this a business scene?
At the events?
Yeah.
It does happen.
It
you
does.
You can't find love at these networking events.
There's young professional events.
Are they there to really help each other or to go home with each other?
I've been asked out on dates at networking events before.
I think again, what's the goal of you going to these events?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Not going to turn down any opportunities here. Okay, so many purposes. So what I'm hearing is you kind of have some intent to go there.
Yeah, you got to have an intent. That's right. You got to have an intent. Why am I joining? Is it because it aligns with my values? Is it because I want to do sales? Is it because I want to learn? What is it? Why am I here? And then you can align the outcomes and have some measurables so that you can measure success.
Ashley obviously wants to get a drink, a couple of phone numbers, and 20 business cards she can take back.
Exactly, Paul. Exactly.
All right. Well, I think this is a fascinating discussion. We should do more of these because I think most people really... Am I the only one that has stopped going to networking events or rarely goes? Because every time I go, I say, why am I here?
Well, you know, especially during, I used to go more before COVID. But with COVID, a lot of stuff became online virtual networking, and it's still kind of like that. But I started going to like a couple events recently, and I'm going to have my own sales event, guys, which I'll talk
about
soon.
That's what we're pushing on here, yeah.
But I think the virtual stuff isn't useful, really. It's kind of if you're lazy still, because COVID's been over for a while.
You sit over in the corner and Zoom.
It's not the same as in person, though.
No.
Yeah. You have to pick the right, like, there's some good virtual groups, but they have to be, you have to pick the good groups. Maybe they're like breaking you up into like sessions, like breakout sessions.
What kind
maybe
of groups
they have interactives.
Are good?
And you can recommend.
I found that, you know what? Alignable is actually quite good because they combine. Okay. So they have virtual and in person, and you can have localized
stuff. I have
stuff.
Seen a lot of Alignable events. Okay. I've wondered if they're worth it.
So Alignable has been very good recently. I started getting a little bit more active on that last year, so that's good. There's other ones that provide value in the form of education. So maybe there's a topic that you want to learn on, and then there's that networking aspect before and after.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which leads to the event of the season, which is Ashley's event coming up. Tell us about that one.
Yep. Yay. This is my first amazing sales and networking event. It's going to be June 26th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Mimi's Cafe in Irvine. So you guys can look up the address. They're on Barranca and Culver.
Is there a cost?
And it's going to be $20 cash at the door. We're going to have appetizers. I'm going to be a guest speaker talking about sales for your business, for your life, your professional jobs, all kinds of aspects. We're going to have another guest speaker, Carlos from Hypnotherapy Breakthrough. We're going to have Yancey Martin, and he's an amazing magician. You guys have seen him on the show here.
A little entertainment, a little education.
We're going to have some games. Exactly. It's going to be fun. We're going to be networking. You guys bring your business cards, bring your friends, coworkers. Maria is going to be there. You guys can meet her, ask her questions about networking, how to promote
your business.
She'll
take you around the room and introduce everybody.
Oh, now I got to take everybody around. I think that's worth more than $20, right?
Wow. All right.
It's going to be fun, guys.
How do they sign up? Where do they find it?
Yeah. So you can find it. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on OC Talk Radio, our socials. You can look it up on Eventbrite. Look up Real World of Sales on OC Talk Radio event. And then you guys can, if you have any questions, you can call us here at the show. You can email me at octrtalent@aol.com. We have some sponsorship opportunities available, too. But it's going to be June 26th at Mimi's Cafe. You can even call Mimi's. Ask them about it if you guys want. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Come in, check out people's feet, and have some conversation.
I'm going to do that one, too. I learned a lot today here.
Hang out by the food table.
Okay. All right. How do we reach the networking coach? Is there a website?
Yeah. Just go to thecoachingnetwork.com. You can also feel free to text or email me. All my contact information at thecoachingnetwork.com. And you can find me on Instagram at Maria Medina Coach.
Okay. All that and more. One more reason to tune in. Thanks, guys. Well, there you have it. Wow. I hope you learned as much as I did today. I'm going to start looking at people's feet and walking them around the room. Great ideas today from the one show that always has great guests and great ideas. The Real World of Sales, right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.